It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, July 22, 2016. Today is the birthday of the English cleric and Oxford Don, William Augustus Spooner, born in London in 1844. He was notable for his absent-mindedness and his proclivity for mixing up syllables in spoken phrases, often with hilarious results. Such verbal bloopers are known as Spoonerisms, so named in the good man's honor. Most of the Spoonerisms attributed to Spooner himself were actually invented by others. He was educated at New College, Oxford, and ordained a priest in the Church of England in 1875. He remained at New College for more than 60 years, serving in a variety of teaching and administrative roles. He lectured on ancient history, divinity, and philosophy, especially on Aristotle's ethics. Spooner was well-liked and respected, and it was said that his reputation was that of a genial, kindly, hospitable man who excelled at scholarship and was devoted to duty. He has become famous for his real or alleged plays on words in which corresponding consonants, vowels, or morphemes are switched. Few, if any, of his own Spoonerisms were deliberate, and many of those attributed to him are just plain apocryphal. Spooner is said to have disliked the reputation he gained for getting his words muddled up. In a 1930 interview, he did admit to uttering "kinkering kongs" instead of "conquering kings" when he announced a hymn from his pulpit on a Sunday in 1879. Most Spoonerisms were probably never uttered by Spooner himself, but made up by colleagues and students as a pastime. These examples are all attributed to Spooner, but most, if not all, are spurious. Listen carefully, and you'll get the hang of this shortly. When inquiring about wedding etiquette in another culture, he asked, "Is it customary to cuss the bride?" Once in a sermon, he reminded his flock that the Lord is a shoving leopard. My favorite is this one, directed at a church usher when he had come to hear someone else give the sermon for a change. "Someone is occupying my pie. Please sew me to another sheet." And this one is perhaps even better, aimed at a lazy student. "You have hissed all my mystery lectures. You have tasted a whole worm. Please leave Oxford on the next town drain." Spooner is also supposed to have committed some really howling absent-minded gaffes. This one is authentic. He was said to have invited a don to tea to welcome one Stanley Kaysen, our new fellow in archaeology. "But, sir," the man replied, "I am Stanley Kaysen." "Oh, never mind," Spooner said. "Come all the same." On his death in 1930 at age 86, the London Times recorded that he was not afraid of conversation. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 22nd, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.